All right. Hello and welcome to Online with the Earth Sign, because that's a totally stupid name, but it's mine. I'm Cuddly Bear, your host, and today I have with me...
Hi, I am Elusive Oral. Or Dat. Or...
Dat, A.S.
Yeah, that.
Welcome on my podcast as the first guest. And hopefully not the last... Depending on how shitty today is.
I mean, if I'm your first, it might be pretty shitty, so good luck.
Yeah, but, you know, that's just how it is. Can't always win.
Pilots are always the shittiest.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're you and I'm me, and I'm obviously, like, so cool. And you're like,
That's a
not so cool.
That's a pretty good sound that sums me up, I would think.
Self-deprecation. Wow. Okay, so what this is going to be is basically just me asking you questions, and hopefully we can have some kind of dialogue going. Otherwise,
like a conversation. It'll just
be
like, okay.
Yeah, or otherwise it'll just be like a weird questionnaire. which I hope it's not going to be, but we'll see. We'll see.
We'll hear, actually, but, you know.
Yeah. Well...
Yeah, I'm full of those bad jokes. Yeah. Have you realized what you're getting yourself into?
You have all the bad jokes, so get used to her making shitty jokes and me just sighing a lot, but I'm really having fun, trust me. I don't even know. Do you post GTA anymore?
Yeah, that's why I made a new account.
Oh, okay. Why did you do that?
Wow, so cool. You know so
why did you do that?
Me. Well, like,
fresh start.
3 months ago, I deleted that asset, and I came back about 4 weeks ago, maybe? No, two? I don't know. I got really sick, and then I was really bored. I was like, I have a really good gravelly voice going on. I know who would appreciate this. And then I recorded something, and I was like, I guess I need a new Reddit account.
And then you got sucked in.
And now I haven't left again.
Okay, so if we go back to the beginning of why you came to GWA, can you describe that in, like, one word?
I guess one word? Jesus.
Yeah, one word.
Like, wait, so is this, like, how I discovered or my reaction to it?
No, why did you come here? I mean, my reason for coming out of GWA would be fapping.
Oh, it was recommended.
Oh, okay. From what and why?
So I used to post to, like, other Gone Wild subreddits, like images and shit, and then videos. And I guess people liked the way I sound. And then someone was like, hey, you should go here. And I was like, I've never fucking heard of this. What is this? And then I listened, and I was like, holy fuck, my dreams came true. Because I'm a total audiophile, like porn with like sounds that sound good, which obviously that's what you want all porn to sound good.
Yeah.
But it's like super important to me. So
I mean, I feel like that's a thing with, and hopefully this doesn't sound so weird, but with women, it's more important than for guys.
I would say so, probably. But it's always funny because it's not really like when I, because I've, pretty much before GW, only, like, watched porn. Like, I could never get off to, like, images or GIFs. They would get me going, but it wouldn't be until, like, watching a porn and hearing the sex sounds, like, but either, like, the sound of flesh on flesh or, like, with even the women's sounds. Like, God, if she sounds so fucking fake, can't do it. Can't
but
do it.
Then it's, so it's not really the porn itself. Like, it's not the penis going into the vagina. It's more the sounds that... That makes it really matter.
Probably, that, which I didn't discover. That was the reason why until GWA. Before, I just thought, like, I need so much stimuli going on to get me going to complete the job because I have no imagination. I can't do, like, imagine something and get off to it. I can't do that, like, at all. Like, thinking about, like, somebody else and having sex. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a hot idea, but I'm not going to finish on that. I need a video in my face with explicit sounds and just like, oh, yeah, oh, fuck, kind of things going on.
You need fucking Oculus Rift or something. Like,
dude.
I feel like that would
there's
give
a VR
you
in my
so
vicinity.
Many orgasms.
And that would be, I would totally use it for that.
I mean, I feel like that the porn industry owes it to everyone to like pick up the slack and fucking start working on some cheap VR stuff for porn watching.
I think there already is. I've already seen some things popping up of like disappointed girlfriends with their boyfriend in the background as he's like, it's like not real hardcore porn, but it's them looking at an ass and moving it around. Who cares if it's not hardcore porn?
I mean,
porn industries actually are really inventive and go further into things. Like, they're one of the first industries to, like, go into 4K filming, like, before other industries. Because they see this facet, it's going to take off.
I mean, it's also easier because, you know, they have a large audience and it doesn't really...
There's a high need for what they provide.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not like it takes years of planning to get a porn shoot going, like, boom, bang, get the camera, fuck, and that's it.
You're done in two hours, the end.
2 minutes. No, I'm just kidding.
For you.
So what gets you to stay around? Boredom?
Probably like most people, the attention. Like, man.
Would you say that you're an attention whore?
Like absolutely. Me? Like, I try to downplay it like a lot, like, I'm okay with, like, you know, sitting on the sidelines. No, I, like, since being back, it's, like, almost been, like, at least every 2 days I'm trying to create something or working on something because I want more upvotes. I want more comments.
Notice me, senpai.
I want more people jacking off to my voice. Like, like, what an aspiration in life, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice thing. I mean, it's a confidence boost for sure.
That's probably also part of it. Like, I'm not having sex in real life right now, so might as well do it with my ears and mouth.
True dat.
For other people. True dat indeed.
Okay, so, I mean, I haven't checked. I don't know. I know I've listened to... what's this? Tomboy?
Yeah.
Kind of radio, I know you... audio you made a while back, but what kind of audios do you really enjoy making, or do you just like everything?
I do actually, like, the tomboy ones really are a lot of fun to make. I don't write my own scripts. That would be so weird to me, reading my own writing.
Do you improv, or do you take other people's scripts?
I mostly improv, but if I find, like, a really good script that I like, I definitely like doing that.
Yeah.
I'm very picky, and...
Oh, me too, man. Me too. Like, it's terrible.
And if, like, even just, like, a couple sentences are, like, really off, like, I feel really awkward, like, editing stuff like that out, which I did kind of before. Like, I was a little bit more lenient on Dataset because I was like, just give me the content and I will produce, vomit all of this everywhere. But now I'm, like, taking my time a lot more and being a little bit more picky so that, like, hopefully there's, like, more volumes of quality content than just whatever the fuck I can fap out.
Fair point. Fair point. I mean, I think for... I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I lost my train of thought on that one.
Off to a great start.
No, it was on the point of scripts and shit. Like, when people write scripts and if I ever feel like I want to do one, the way that I read scripts is set up in a way that people never write it in. Like, I do sentences that are spaced apart because otherwise it doesn't make sense in my head. And people never write, like, lines. They write long-ass sentences and paragraphs.
I know what you mean.
And also, you need to fit stuff to your own speech pattern. So even if it's a well-written script, like, I need to sit and tweak everything and shit. Mm-hmm. It could be a hassle. But then if it's a good product you come out with, that's good.
It's always a good benefit at the end when all your hard labor is... Not for nothing. There we go.
Not for not. I mean, you could say that. It makes grammatically sense.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, not for not. The whatever. So have you ever done an audio outside of your comfort zone?
Yes, I have.
What?
I didn't delete my Soundgasm of Dataset, so I can always reference all this shit. Plus, it's a very long portfolio of whatever this is, and I don't want to delete all that, even though it is saved on my computer.
I'm so happy I don't have my old stuff from when I was starting out. It's terrible.
It's actually the second audio I ever made.
Yeah.
Which is an age incest audio, which is not something I'm super into, but it's very taboo, so that's kind of got an excitement to it, but that's the one I think it was probably like the hardest one for me, because it was a little girl getting ass fucked by her dad.
Did it make you feel weird in any kind of way when you were like done with it? Like mentally?
Especially
exhausted?
For a while, because it was my most popular one until I started getting into the tomboys.
Yeah.
But it's got like 15K listens, which is more than like God half dang. Of my shit. And so it was really popular. So I was like, I guess it's okay.
send me a link on Skype. I'll reference it in the post, I guess.
If you want to. It's, will they let you? Because it's a deleted account. Well, I guess it's me.
I mean, it's
regardless.
You, so, yeah. Just...
This is Elusive Oral verifying that this is the product of Dead Asset, which is previously me. Like, is that a good enough quality? Covering all the fucking bases. Do I need the date, too, real quick?
Nah, just give it. If they want me to pick it out, then I'll... leave it out afterwards, but that's I'll fun. Have to say that's something okay. to it. So, ever gotten any hate mail? Because I've only ever gotten one.
Hate mail?
Yeah. Someone once called me a human piece of excrement.
Oh. Did they say excrement?
They literally phrased it, making me think that this was like the biggest fucking neckbeard ever, just hating my audios because I made like rape-themed stuff.
I don't think I've ever gotten hate mail. I've gotten like, I don't really put much thought into it. Like if someone PMs me, it's like, I'm just respond like, thanks. Sometimes if it's not really that important to me. But I don't think I've ever gotten like explicit hate. I've gotten dudes
mostly
that like.
Just dick pics.
Worded dick pics or dick pics or can we talk? Like all the questions. Like if you want to have a fucking conversation with me, start a conversation. They're like, hey, can we talk? Like, no, I'm not going to stimulate this. You want something from me? Fucking make an effort. I'm not the one here fucking making your dreams come true.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird sometimes. But mostly I really like talking to people that hit me up.
Yeah, I do. Especially if I usually pretty much anyone that PMs me and it's not like, hey, you are good, make me come well, some shit like that. I'll like go click on them, look at what other things they've done. If they've done a post or something like that, I like to kind of like listen or something like that. Or I've also found that a lot of dudes from like Gone Wild or Lady Boners or whatever it's called. They go to GWA, like they're lurkers over there, because they'll come over to me and like, oh my God, I just listened to you. I'm like, how the fuck are you there? Like, you don't have an account or any kind of history with it. So I would never imagine that. But it's there. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I guess people follow from both. I know, I mean, people do that from other people that have posted before. So it's not, I guess it's not really that weird.
Well, I never get out of the mindset, like, pretty much because... associating with everyone and like seeing the people, I think of the people who post the ones that are listening, but there's really like majority of the people listening don't post, and I don't really think about that at all.
Most people are just like invisible
and
enjoyers of stuff, and then I mean I think the pool of people that actually are active on DWA are probably like around 100 to 300 people.
I was talking about that the other day, actually. Like, someone said 1,000. I'm like, it's not even 1,000. It's like 100 people.
I honestly don't think it's 1,000.
Maybe, like, over the years that it's been there, it might be 500 and people falling off and new people coming in. But, like, it's steadily, like, probably at 100 for sure.
I don't know. I think it's a little bit more than 100, but I don't know. What's your favorite kind of audio, and do you actually see it around enough?
So I'm pretty flexible with...
Lucky you.
Well, it's... I say this, I'm actually... if you have horrible sound quality, I won't listen to you, like, at all. If you've got just, like, a little bit of graininess to your mic quality, I can't do it. Because I'll listen to people whose voices aren't really that my thing, because I definitely like the deeper voices, which, like, I'm sure that's a shock. But big if shock. You've got a really high quality mic and you're producing content I like, which is pretty much anything MDOM, I'll listen. But if you have like shit quality, even if you've got a nice deep voice, I won't listen to that because it's just, ugh, it's like raping my ears and not in the good way.
Yeah. I mean, it's, for me, at least removing background noise makes a big difference. That can make up for like everything.
Oh yeah, when my first like probably like 15 audios, I didn't know about noise reduction. Like I just was recording in Audacity and then like taking out whatever like mouse clicking sounds I had in the background, and that was it. And then I was like, you know, there's noise reduction, right? I'm like, what? Like I can do more things and not sound like shit.
Yeah, Audacity's noise reduction thing is a work of wonder for most.
And I just found like my golden numbers literally the other day, even though I've been here since March, like literally 4 days ago, I found like the perfect numbers for my noise reduction. So they don't affect any sounds or voices that I make. I make, say, words are hard. Basically, I found whatever I need to do to make noise reduction nice. Perfect and stuff.
That's good.
Wow, you could totally edit out everything I just said because that was absolute garbage. I'm leaving everything in.
I'm not gonna edit this audio at all.
Oh God.
So like,
that's fine. I don't care.
I mean, that's how I do. Like, I would honestly rather leave things in than start editing for no reason. I like editing, but I also want it to be kind of raw. Is there like a couple of, or like one audio that you go to get like a pick me up? And is there an audio that gets you off like nobody's business?
Are you talking about like specific examples or like tags that I go to?
Either or, really.
Because I don't re-watch, re-listen porn. I use it once and I'm done. Cannot revisit. Well, I can if I just listen to it. Like, I won't get off to it or anything like that. If I particularly was enamored with it, I will. But I don't have, like, a go-to thing. Like, I don't have, like, this one audio that I have saved that I go back to over and over again or anything like that. Like, I listen to once, and I'm done. Or if it's really long and I've already gotten off, like, halfway through, I'll save it and I'll go back to it to complete my thing. But I don't have anything... Yeah. There's definitely like users that I look out for that I know are going to give me quality content that I'll watch for and hope for. And on days when they don't exist, that's when I venture into new people and usually I'm not
disappointed.
Yeah. It's usually a lot of disappointment. It's like,
that's the new kink. It's feeling like shame that you can't find content to get off to.
Which I feel bad for saying because like I definitely want there to be more M for F quality content, because there definitely is a lot more females and a lot more females are popular, which is why I barely view the hot page, because I don't listen to females unless they want
also
like,
they get
something.
So many fucking upvotes, so dunk.
Oh god, it feels so good inside though, getting those upvotes. Oh man, though I get kind of like really jealous when I see other girls get upvotes. I'm like, especially if it's a topic I just did, I'm like, you son of a bitch.
For me, it's just gotten to the point where I know that I'm never going to be able to compete. So I just don't give a fuck. Like, give me 10 upvotes and I'll be like, fine. But give me comments, motherfuckers. So if it's not a specific audio you go to, what is the one tag or two tags or something like that that will instantly make you splurge like a fucking pressurized something? I don't know.
MDOM is pretty much has to be like in all the audios, pretty much. But I don't really like hardcore shit, but I can, depends on my mood. I'm very all over the fucking place sometimes. But it's like MDOM, spanking, I like anal.
Spanking the way to Dat's heart.
Dat Asset was my last name. Not my real last name. That would be awkward as fuck. But
hello, my name is S. It.
But it's, those are definitely like, I don't even do a ton of anal in real life, but I do really like it. But hearing about it or even watching it in porn, oh god, it's the best. Anal is just like so exciting. I don't know why, because it's like a hole that has to like be stretched way more than the vagina, I guess. Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, I like anal, so like, you don't need to explain it to me, but I mean, I guess it's good that the viewers or listeners get to hear it.
I also like
I'm a big fan.
Big cock mentions, those are nice.
Big dick, you hear that? That big. Likes big dicks, centers and dick pics.
If you go to, I think it was Robots supporting this out to me the other day. If you go to like my profile and look at my comments, it's like all on massive cock and cock outline and Lady Boner's gone wild. Like that's like the majority of my comments, aside from like GWA. But it's just like dick, 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 like all over the place.
You're fucking obsessed, woman.
I like cock. All right.
Okay, so why do you think people listen to your audios? What's special about that?
I think my quality is pretty good.
What kind of quality? You mean the audio quality or the content quality?
A bit of both. I mean, I have a Blue Yeti mic, so I know I don't sound like shit. And even my phone, when I use that, works pretty well. I think my acting / improv / you don't know if I'm fapping or not qualities are pretty good. I do think my use of titles kind of fucks me over. Like if I don't really have like a super raunchy title, I don't get as many upvotes than if I do.
You've never considered getting like a unique tag?
No.
No. Okay.
What would you recommend?
Fuck if I know. Like I'm staunchly against them, so.
I mean, I use tags that apply to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, this, but I find a lot like of people.
One you use every time for continuity, I suppose.
Not really. I mean, you always know it's going to be a tomboy audio if I have tomboy, and those are definitely. I've been a huge girlfriend.
I think you're
girlfriend
probably
experience
the only
kick.
One that does those.
No. After I posted mine, I saw a few pop up.
Hmm.
Which, and then they did better than me, and I got really mad. Actually, no, I got that. No, they didn't do better than this one. But
is that why you left?
No, I left because of real life shit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Nothing on GWA made me leave.
To return to previous, and I should have probably asked this earlier, but do you actually like getting pictures of people's genitals, or do you not really give a fuck?
I mean, I don't mind it. Like, if you give me a link, I'll click it. And right. Sometimes I'll come out and be like, that's a nice dick. Thank you. I appreciate that. Like, good job, sir. Like,
but do you appreciate a bit of context, or are you fine with just people?
I mean, I get both. My dick. Like, it's literally just a link. Right. And it's usually an album when it's like that. It's like, and then,
wait, what about vaginas? Have you ever gotten a vagina pic?
No, but I have had girls message me like explicit things.
Wow.
But it's, no, I've never gotten a vagina pic. I have gotten tits. I have gotten tits before.
Nice.
I really tits don't. Are good. I mean, yeah, tits are great. I mean, I play with mine like I would play with yours. So I mean,
hey,
not yours like you
can totally
but I'm
play
talking
with my moves.
I mean, I can touch you too, but I meant the people listening. But my moves. God.
Okay, so. Has GWA in any kind of way changed your outlook on kinks?
Yes. Just like everybody else.
Hey, I mean, I'm sure some people that come on here and be like, I've tried everything.
I never used the word daddy until GWA.
I think that's probably the most common change for people, honestly.
Yeah. And I still don't really like a lot of DDLGs because I'm not really into being. I'm not a little girl. I'm not a little girl in any way, shape, or form.
Do me in the hoo ha, papa.
Yeah, like your princess parts. No, that's not for me. That's not a princess down there. That's not what's going on.
It's my beautiful flower.
Oh God! And so that's definitely not part of it, but I definitely now like to use the word daddy, for sure.
Good. Because I do too. if you could sit down and get to know any DWA voice, who would it be and why?
Oh God.
Yeah, it's getting into the heavy shit now. Just kidding. This isn't even close.
Oh God, I'm
you don't
kind
know
of,
what you.
I'm
did.
Kind of terrified. I'm also kind of worried my parents might come bother me because I'm being told to go to dinner.
Shut up, man.
Mom, I don't want your meatloaf, Ma. What was it? No, okay. So who would I like to get to know? Well, through via communications of actually PMing people that I like listening to, I have gotten to talk to quite a few of them. But I guess someone who I've never have, like, I know people, Bourbon's really popular. He's a very interesting person, I'm sure. That would be nice to get to know. I think a double whiskey, though, I would like to get to know.
Why?
Because he's got a really nice voice, and I think all of his audios are boyfriend experience, and I'd like to kind of know why. And if there's anything kinky up in that
Fair
head.
Fair point. Fair point.
Otherwise, most people I already talk to, I think, or have talked to, if I really dig their voice.
I mean, I'm thinking with double whiskey, you know, you could sit down in, like, an informal setting, real life, and have a double whiskey. No,
I don't really like whiskey that much in real life. But, I mean, if I like somebody's content or I like them, I send them a message, and I do have conversations with people, so.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's probably the most important thing to just, like, I don't know. People seem to think that I'm unapproachable or whatever and that I'm intimidating. I really don't
you
feel like
you are intimidating as fuck.
Oh, my God. Why? Ugh,
you just, fuck. I, like, your name might be Cuddly Bear, but it's mostly bear. It's like, I feel like you would, like, punch somebody before saying hello. Like, that's, like, the kind of,
I feel
like
that's just, you don't know me.
Oh, like, are you soft on the inside?
I am, like, the squishiest on the inside. It's just, I have, like, the biggest fucking, the meanest resting bitch face. So if you actually did
I have that too.
See me sitting outside, like, a big bald guy with an angry face, I swear, just come over, say hi, and be like, yeah, it's me.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Cuddly Bear IRL. Nice to meet you.
Actually, Cuddly Bear IRL. My name is Bleep.
It's a horrible bleep.
Shut up. It was the best bleep I could come up with.
Bleep.
Okay. I'm done talking about performer shit. We're going to go over to random crap because, you know, why shouldn't
so
we
good.
Have some of that as well?
I love random crap.
Hey, it's good with some randomness. I mean, now we've been talking about UWA for a real long time. Now we're going to come up with some random crap. Okay, so most awkward moment in your life.
In the middle of class, I sat in a desk that broke in the middle of class, which is horrifyingly awkward and embarrassing. Like, I already kind of knew it was broken. I sat, okay, so it's AP English, and I sit in the desk, and it's like kind of making a weird noise already, and it's kind of wobbly. I'm like, the fuck? Like, it's like unhinged a little. I'm like, it's fine, whatever. I just won't move really. Just, like, sitting there in the middle of class, snaps, like, breaks in half in on me. And, like, nobody helps me. They just stare at me. And it's just this horrible
outcast.
Feeling inside. And it wasn't like I was, like, super fat or anything. It just broke. And so it was just, like, and I don't even, I was just, it was, oh, it still haunts
me. Did you run out
day.
Of the classroom?
No, I'm not a bitch. I just, like, was like, well, that's broken. I moved to a different desk, and we continued class.
God damn it. I don't know what I would have done.
Oh, God, it was awful.
Y'all want to fight?
People wouldn't fight me. People are scared of me.
Okay. You do look super scary. I'm just kidding. You actually look very sweet.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I'm
you
much
look
nicer
super
now.
Fucking scary.
I'm much nicer now. I was a very violent
now.
Child.
And now you're a masochist.
No. Well,
sadomasochist.
I mean, I'm a little. I'm not super into pain, but I like being spanked, so I guess there's that.
Spanking. Yeah. I mean, it's got to take a little bit of a masochist to be into spanking. Come on.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't
have
like being.
You...
Sorry. No.
Have you ever done or gotten into some real weird shit while you were drunk? I don't know what culture or drinking culture is like over there anyway.
I don't know either. I don't really go out a lot and drink a bunch. Shit.
Because over here, like, I started drinking when I was 15. Like, mom, man, bathroom. Makes me think of the fucking episode in the world. Make Love Not Warcraft in South Park, where they're playing World of Warcraft in the fucking basement, and Cartman has to take a shit, so he just starts yelling at his mom, and then she comes down with fucking bowl or whatever. He takes a huge shit, and fucking episode is so fucked up. Yo, you totally missed me talking about South Park. That's fine. Good timing. No. Just started again. Okay. Dad apparently fell out for a second. It's the worst thing ever. So you don't do much with drinking in public or drinking anywhere else?
Well, I kind of. I don't really go to, I don't go to bars, like, no. And, like, get hammered and wasted and stuff like that. Like, I drink at home. Like, I like wine a lot. So, to think about, okay, probably the worst and weirdest thing I've ever done with drinking, yeah. It was one of the first times I got hammered, which I was, like, 18, which in America, the drinking age is 21, for most Americans that know that. And it was somebody's great idea to just hand me alcohol and I would drink it. So within like 30 minutes, I had 6 shots while playing beer pong. And it hit me very hard. And I was just suddenly backed away from the table, hit the door, slid down, and just kind of sat on the floor. Just like, done. Just a fucking turkey, I'm done. And then someone had to babysit me all night. But I was at my best friend's house and she's got this porch and they kept encouraging me to throw up over the porch and I'm staring down there and we're like, no, there's something down there. They're like, it doesn't matter. Just throw up. So obviously I threw up. and the next morning I'm staring at her dog and there's something on the dog.
No.
I'm like, the fuck is that? There's my vomits on the dog. I threw up on a dog.
No, that,
It's just on the animal. I felt so bad.
That is actually pretty fucking bad.
It was just like, oh.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm a dog vomiter.
Yeah. Animal Abuse Award.
She was fine. I'm pretty sure she probably ate She's most probably of my vomit. She's
probably traumatized for the rest of her life.
I'm pretty sure I gave her like a buffet. Is more so.
Yeah, I mean, knowing most dogs, she probably ate it. Fucking weirdos.
So, that's the weirdest shit I've done when drunk, is throw up on a dog.
That's a pretty good story. I mean, I feel like a lot of the stories will probably end up in throwing up. Or something semi-criminal.
I don't do a lot of criminal activity, sir.
No, I mean, I didn't think you would, but I mean, stories
for future endeavors podcasts, with talking to other people. Okay, yes, I got you.
That was more.
Vomit will be included.
Okay, so that's. I don't know if you're religious in any kind of way, but let's assume that you believe in reincarnation, right?
Okay.
And you're gonna be reborn. Taking your current life, your good and your bad, into consideration, do you think that you would maintain the level that is you being a human, or would you become a lower life form, and if so, what would you become?
What is a lower life form?
Like, I don't know, a monkey or a cockroach, depending on how bad you've been.
I think I could maintain human status. I think I'm pretty good. I'm a good friend and stuff. Like, I know I've got a little fucked up sometimes.
We know you abuse animals, puking on them. So taking that into consideration.
I'm just kidding. I mean, if you really think about it, are humans the higher form? I mean, there's some pretty animals that are, like, truly God's creatures, and we've destroyed them.
Like what? Mammoths? Saber-toothed tigers?
I don't know.
God damn it, they were cool.
Like a T-Rex or something?
You'll be reborn into 2017
as a T-Rex. I'll be the first pterodactyl to come back, actually.
Fuck yeah, upgrade, bitch. Yeah. Fucking put some lasers on that motherfucker and drop some bombs.
I donated to a charity once. I mean, I think I could go up to pterodactyl status. I think it could be better than human.
And still maintaining some like same cognitive level, so you would just be that as a pterodactyl and still.
I'll still make audio porn for sure. someone would get off to that. Talons gripping dick and screeching in your ear.
Pterodactyl for male or female or 4A.
It would be PT for M.
Tom Pterodactyl boy. No, what? I don't know. I don't even know. This is getting too weird. I don't know what I'm doing. God damn it. So, okay. Aside from all this and pretty much related to it, does life then have a purpose? And if so, what is your purpose in life?
What the fuck? Yeah.
This is some deep shit. Why is this a question? Shut up and just answer the question, woman.
I think the purpose in life is to have interactions with other human beings to create a connection that invokes love and passion and to fulfill you in that kind of manner.
I thought you were going to say it's in order to maintain an erection. That's.
I love maintaining erections, to be fair. So that could be a goal in life as well. Or an it was a two-part question. What was the other part?
What's your purpose? But that was kind of.
I think erections. I think that solved it. Erections.
Okay, so this is probably my favorite question. But so you've been granted one wish and one superpower. Mm-hmm. The catch is just that they have to be kind of shitty.
Okay.
So you can't have like immortality or I can change time, but you can. Okay. You can change your fucking clock. Or shit like that, like. So okay. One wish and one superpower, but kind of shitty.
Okay, so is the one wish my shitty superpower, or is the one wish a separate thing?
That they're two separate things.
Okay.
Like, so you can't wish for infinite money, but you could probably wish for like a tenner.
So it's a shitty wish and a shitty superpower.
Yeah, superpower. Okay. I can see inside ketchup bottles. Or something stupid like that. Requires a lot of thought.
Okay, my shitty wish is that I would always have the motivation to do dishes. I haven't done dishes in weeks. Like, it's pretty disgusting. I'm a horrible. I hate dishes so much. I hate doing dishes, which is weird because it's only my dishes. I don't mind like helping someone with the dishes at their house, or like even if I like go to my parents or something like that, I'll do the dishes, or a friend's house, I'll help do dishes. I'm fine with that. At home, I eat and fucking plate will be there for like a week.
Do you not have like a vibrator you could put in your pants while you do it, and then the reward is that you can come when you're done with the dishes?
See, rewarding myself with shit like that, like, there's no motivation there for me. That's just like, I'm going to come anyway later. Yourself. Like, I'm just going to do it. Now, if somebody else was in charge of me and went, like, probably, yeah. Like, but I don't listen to myself. I would be a way better person if I listened to myself.
Probably.
So my shitty wish is, like, just the motivation to be able to do, like, regular household tasks.
Okay, and what would your superpower be?
God, a shitty superpower.
I mean, this is very difficult.
It is, because you have, like, I can't just be like OP things. And like, I don't know, like, oh God, Do you have an idea of like what your shitty stuff would be that could kind of help motivate me to?
I think if I had a shitty wish, it would be that I always have clean clothes in my.
Oh, that's a good one.
In my cabinet, and my superpower would probably be something like. Always being able to instantly transport to the gym and back again, because then I would actually go. Oh,
those are good.
But kind of shitty still, though. Like,
no, but I mean, like, for, that, like, just day-to-day life, that would make things, like, you have no reason but to, like, be able to get up and get dressed in the morning, not have to worry about fucking laundry, and then you don't have to worry about, like, getting in your car, going to the gym. Like, no, you're just
That's also
there.
Called having a lot of money.
And that's now true. I'm sad about it's, my it's life. It's kind of like an offset of that. Like, I'm just going to be, like, at the gym. I don't have to check in or with anyone or anything like that. I'm just there. Those are really Boom. Good. Damn.
Yeah, I just trumped you.
Just like America did.
Yeah. Do you feel abused yet?
I think I am to masochism if I live in this country sometimes.
Probably.
God, a shitty superpower.
It's harder than it sounds.
It is, because there's so many things that, like, it's... Oh, God. I guess it would be... No.
How about the superpower to instantly dry your hair? Or
no, because I actually like my hair wet better. Although I do have really thick hair, so it would probably be more helpful.
Instantly cook food.
No. That means I would have to go to dishes faster. This is a really hard question for me. I don't know why.
We can also just skip it if you want to come back to it later.
I'll think about it. Let's get back to it later, because that's just such a hard question for me, because there's so many shitty things I could be slightly better at.
Fair. Fair. I mean, there are a lot. So, okay. What's your guilty pleasure?
Aside from GW.
I mean, mine is probably food, you know. Cause
I definitely love food, for sure. That's a problem one. I have.
Yeah. We can share it. It's not a good thing.
Why, are you kidding me? I don't share food.
Neither do I. I meant sharing the pleasure.
Oh, okay. Actually, a guilty pleasure I have is I really like shitty erotic novels. Like, I'm so ashamed of it. Like, not 50 Shades of Grey. Like, that was fucking awful. That was,
Oh, that was worse?
That was so bad. I can't believe somebody convinced me to buy that book. Ugh. I should have just borrowed it or something and burned it for them. I really like shitty erotic. There's a one called Fugly. It's about like a really ugly chick that like has awesome sex, and but she's got like a banging body, and like she meets this amazing. It's a really good book. I definitely recommend it to somebody if like they like shitty erotica like I do. So like Amazon's like full of like $2 books that I've read while at work or something because I was bored. And it was just, it's a horrible guilty pleasure of mine because I know how shitty it is. I also write shitty erotica, so there's that too.
Yeah, well, I mean, it goes hand in hand, and you gotta like what you do.
I guess, though I would never get off to my own writing.
Why not?
I don't know, it's a weird thing I have. Like, I've already written and experienced it, so it's just not sexy to me. It's like, I hope it's sexy to somebody else, like it's a topic I like and stuff like that, but even scripts, like I get an enjoyment out of it if somebody's read my script, like it's amazing, but I'd never get off to it. I would just sit there in awe and listen to their beautiful silky voice read it.
All right, I don't know if I could ever. I have gotten off to people doing my scripts before, so it's not really.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know if it is. It's What's the word when you're, I don't know, not self-absorbed, but...
Narcissistic?
Yeah, that's the word. It's a little bit narcissistic, come on.
I mean, if...
But then again, GW, there are also people... I know that there are people in GWA that get off to their own audios. That's narcissistic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know,
because I remember there was a thread on Backstage where someone said they did.
I don't go to backstage.
Totally singling you out, whoever it was coming for you. No, I'm just kidding. It's totally fine. It's still narcissistic, though.
Narcissistic bastards.
Well, I mean, you're allowed to be if you want to.
No kink shaming.
No, I mean, is that even a kink? I don't know. If you could become the opposite sex for a day, what would you look like?
What would I look like?
Yeah.
Ugh. Probably like my brother? I don't know.
Oh my, what? How does your brother look?
No, no, we don't really look that much alike. I would be probably an average looking dude with pretty eyes, brown hair. I'd probably...
Huge donger.
I would hope I'd have a huge dick.
I mean, this is us talking about you tailoring yourself, so you can look any kind.
I can look whatever.
We're not talking about if you transform. We're talking about who would you love to be if you could be any dude for a day.
Oh, God. I would be a pussy slayer of them all. Man,
would you be ripped?
Oh, yeah. I would be one of those, probably like a firefighter or something, just because they're like... usually always ripped.
Tattoos.
And they've got that like rescuer aspect to them. They usually have a pretty cool hairstyle unless they're old, but I'm talking like the younger ones. Women just love that shit, and I would have a huge dick and I would fuck them hard and doggy like all the time and
right in the butt.
Like they would feel compelled to make me sandwiches. I fuck them so well, like that's just, and I would probably, I just would rail so much pussy. It would be awesome.
I like that.
So I would be pussy slayer. That would be male me.
Would you drive a slayer van or something?
Pussy wagon.
Yeah, pussy wagon. Yeah.
Probably. It would be like dong.com, though, like really is what the license plate would say or something.
Dong.com, really? I mean,
it's
that,
like clickbait.
That is you, though. Like, I could totally see that. Fucking puns.
Oh, God, yes.
Bad jokes all over the place.
But I'd be so good looking with a huge dick, girls wouldn't give a shit.
Probably.
Yeah. I know my kind.
You'd be super characteristic or charismatic, that's the word.
Probably not really. But people seem to like me and I don't know why.
People would be like, yeah.
Rare. I would just walk up to him and go like, rare. Like, oh yes, take me now.
You say some really weird sound like this fucking video on YouTube. It's called the whale voicemail. Like, will you go with me home?
Fuck that pussy.
I will do you doggy style. Fuck yeah.
I can't do this.
Whale. Someone please do fucking a Dory from Finding Nemo audio.
Oh my God. Please don't give me ideas.
Just remember that you can only remember or recall the last 10 seconds.
Oh my God.
So your brain will be fucking reset.
Oh. Whale penis.
All right. So... debt. Yes. You would really, really, really like to cross the road. But the problem is that in front of you stands the worst thing from, or the worst thing you've ever conjured in a nightmare stands in front of you. So what is that? What's blocking your road?
Snakes.
Snakes.
I hate snakes.
Do you frequently have nightmares about snakes?
I don't anymore, but when I was a kid, I did. But I have a very strong fear and hatred for snakes.
Snakes on a plane?
motherfucker.
Has that movie given you?
I never watched it. I don't. I just. I'm like, will Indiana you not Jones. Watch movies? Why did it have snakes? To be snakes? Just nope.
No.
I just can't do it. I just ugh. Just thinking about them.
Makes I know me my grandma horrible. Was so fucking afraid of snakes that even like the stupid snake toy I had when I was a kid, freak her out. Oh. So obviously I'd run around with it all the time, shove it in her face because that is how kids do.
Oh, grandma. You little shit.
Yeah, well, she showed me.
Ugh. Ugh, now I'm thinking about snakes. Can we please ask something else? Yeah, all right,
let's think about something else. Okay, so. You say I'm intimidating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would it then bother you if people thought you were intimidating and unapproachable?
I have been. Like, that was my high school life. I wasn't like I was a mean person to people, but I was like, I played sports. So I was one of the dangerous. Taller girls in my grade, and
do you I like very, people being afraid of you?
I did. Like, it felt kind of like if they won't respect you, let them fear you. Also, meant like I didn't date anybody in high school or anything like that. But no girls would fight me. Definitely, and the ones that like kind of were my friends or like my teammates were like, if I'm gonna get in a fight, I want dad on my side. Like, this is somebody who will fuck some shit up. Like, in Powderpuff, which is, I think mostly only in high school, where the girls will play football and the football players will be cheerleaders in, like, your senior and junior year. I played defense and offense. I basically played the whole game because I'm amazing. But I would take on 2-3 girls at a time defending the ball. They couldn't get past me. And one bitch elbowed me in the face, and then she was crying next. So... nobody fights dad.
Nobody mess with the worst of them, though.
So I'm not like that anymore. So I'm really glad I'm not super intimidating anymore. But I definitely was. And I was okay with it because I didn't really give a shit then. Now I'm very friendly and customer support-like. So people find me, I guess, likable or something.
That's good. I wish I could be friendly and... approachable, but I'm like Frankenstein's monster.
It's just you've got that growl in your voice, which is very okay. Sexy. Can also be like, I don't know if I'm being robbed or persuaded.
Then. This is my new voice. Hello, I'm Cuddly Bear. No?
You sound like a Care Bear.
I am Care Bear. Now, okay, so do you think that honesty is the best policy in all cases?
Yes.
Why?
I do. I'm a very honest person. I will be really honest with you about things.
You'll be honest with your honesty. Thank you.
I mean, I obviously, like, I think there's a difference between honesty and, blurting your opinion all the time.
Yeah. I think those are honesty two and things. No filter.
If someone's going to ask me a question... I mean, unless it's a job interview, then I'm going to lie like a motherfucker. But if it's like a personal interaction, no, I'm going to be honest. I think honesty is definitely the best policy for stuff like that.
Fuck, you just gave me an idea for future podcast things.
Oh, yay, I'm helping.
Job interview.
Oh, God. I'm so glad I thought of this, and it's not going to happen to me.
Yeah, well...
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I'm hopefully employed.
But why do you want? Why should I hire you? Because I suck a mean dick. Now what? That's what I say every time. Can I put that on my totally resume, works. Please? Yes. Nah, okay. Do you have a useful skill that you could teach me that and somehow would improve my life? And if you don't, which skill would you like to learn?
I could teach you how to suck a mean dick.
I mean, I've never sucked a dick, so...
I've been told I'm very good at it.
Cut or uncut? Or both?
I've actually never had an uncut dick, so...
Well, then you can't help me, because most are uncut here. Damn it.
I know. I really, really want to try one. Like, they look fascinating. But it's, I like, mean, such a, like, an unprofound thing here. It's very, very hard to find uncut dick.
I am really glad that I'm not cut, because I don't know how it would be to have
no
less
foreskin?
Emotion around my cockhead.
Less emotion?
Or feeling like sensitivity, oh. I suppose, because okay. I assume that it's less sensitive in a way.
Because it depends on the dick. Some guys are more sensitive, some aren't.
It would be really weird walking around with underwear that would hurt all the time.
I think there are definitely dudes that face that issue, but a lot of them, I don't think.
Because, I mean, for me, if, like...
Because your sensitivity is different when the foreskin goes away. Yeah. Like, you develop, like, you get used to the sensations and stuff like that growing up.
I would think so.
But it definitely, I'm for sure, it's probably more sensitive because you have it covered. But a lot of people don't even do it for religious reasons anymore. It's just, they think it's a cleaner thing here.
Yeah, which is silly.
Yeah, like back in the day, maybe when people didn't shower all the time,
I think people bathed. Wasn't it Kellogg that started that shit?
The cereal company?
Yeah. He was like a staunch defender of, do you call it abstinence? Or
Yeah. The act of not having sex?
Yeah. I seem to remember that he was one of the proponents of circumcision because he thought that would help remaining abstinent or whatever.
I don't really know the history of clipping dicks, so unfortunately,
nah,
I
all right.
can't.
We don't even have to get into it. It's just you read shit every, you know, wherever you go. All right, so let's go over to some more stuff about you, because or oh. like more BDSM oriented.
My favorite topic, me.
Do you have a safe word?
I don't.
If you were to have one, what would you want it to be?
Oh God, it'd probably be so boring. Just do the red light, green light thing.
I mean, it makes sense.
It's just because I don't like have like I. Don't want a word that like I'll accidentally use like in real life and we'll always associate it with BDSM or something like that. But not just like
Mississippi.
Yeah. So just red, green, yellow, blue, purple, sploosh. Rainbow, sploosh.
Yeah, I mean, it works. You know, it's effective and straightforward.
To be fair, I don't have a lot of extreme kinky sex to like need it. And it would probably be like if it was something I would come up with a partner. It wouldn't just be something like on my own. It would mean something with the person that I'm with. That they would understand and acknowledge a previous discussion had.
So you're not very interested in dom sub top bottom stuff or...
I mean, I am. The problem is finding someone...
Ah.
In real life that I connect with. Because I've had people I've had conversations with that start out okay, but then like they're too extreme and I'm not extreme enough for them, or they're super vanilla and I'm not. And it's just kind of like I've yet to have that sexual compatibility that needs me to need that kind of stuff.
Sorry, you're not boring.
I'm
it's like half past one here. Shut up.
Boring. Oh my God. Like,
if you were boring, why would I sit here and talk to you for an hour? Shut up.
That's true. That is very true.
I'm enjoying it. I hope you are too.
I'm having the time of my life.
No, I hate it. My name's Dad and I just hate things.
Your name's Dad too?
Yeah.
Oh my God. We're like
twins.
What's up, Dad?
I'll sub boobs in a butt.
Yeah, I got those too.
Let's celebrate. I'll bring the alcohol. What do you bring?
What's your favorite alcohol?
What?
What's your favorite alcohol?
Beer. Oh. Literally any beer except for American IPAs. And Corona. And Bud Light.
I like
Light.
Corona.
Well... I don't know. I dislike a lot of the American style stuff, I think. German beers, where is that? German Hefeweizen, that's the shiz.
Coolio.
If you can find it, you should totally do it, because it tastes like banana.
Huh, Interesting.
Very faintly. It's something in the process that, but they're not allowed to add banana in any kind of way. Because I guess people have tried to do that, but apparently the way they produce it makes it kind of taste like it if you do it right. So,
huh. Interesting.
Interesting facts. would you say that you have any uncommon kinks, and how did you discover that you're into them?
I don't really think I'm not really a special snowflake where I've got something unique.
I mean, if you don't, you don't. Yeah.
I don't really think I do. Like, I think I seem to like anal a lot more than most females, it seems.
Like, maybe. More than just dick and ass, maybe also kind of fisting or no?
No. Just like, I would. Yeah, I'm not a special snowflake. No, that's cool. I'm digging and it's not coming up. So I'm just burying myself in my own dirt as I'm digging this hole. I don't think I really have anything in particular that's interesting or unique that I've. Can't encounter in porn or like find easily. Oh,
that would be the worst.
I like clothes with sex a lot, like wearing clothes and having sex. That's very hard to find.
Mainly you being clothed, or both, or only your partner.
Like either one of those. Like it's like a skirt and shirt still go on while you're fucking, and his pants like half off kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. Like, I just have such an affinity for it. And it's so hard to find porn like that.
I like that, too. But I don't know how much it would do for me in audio form.
Yeah, I mean, it would be kind of, like, well, people like stockings mentioned. Like, I've had people request for, like, you know, skirts and, like, stockings and stuff like that. So there's definitely that aspect of it. But it's... definitely not something that's easily conveyed in audio. It's probably why I like audio, is that like you can hear like the belt and zipper sound,
yeah, the
like,
sounds,
like pants,
yeah,
coming off. Like that's awesome. Like I love those kind of little sound effects that kind of like include you in.
I think for me with audios, honestly, it's not so much about painting the picture, even though I'm fairly good at creating like a mental image of things. It's more about the emotion, mm-hmm, that's portrayed. I think, in part, that's why I like the rougher stuff, because it seems more raw.
That is exactly... I definitely can relate to that completely, because I don't like the ones that are... I'll listen to them, because if they sound good, I want to like kind of like hear that voice, but it's not something I'm going to get off to. Like, I recently discovered... Oh God, I don't remember the username, but they use a lot of, like, kind of like what it would sound like when you're fucking somebody and you hear, like, the sound.
Oh, yeah.
That is like the greatest shit.
I loved it. But
I
don't know how you would ever make that convincing in an audio. Like
it's, I've heard a couple good ones lately that have been doing that, and it's made it so much better for me, because I don't like the ones like, yeah, take off your top, yeah, let me see them titties, let me rotate your boobs counterclockwise,
yeah,
while I kiss your neck. I'm like, no, just like make it a lot more dialogue-y, not you reading a book to me.
See, that's why it gets weird for me when I want to make an audio that requires you not being in a bed or on on a couch or whatever. Because for me, when I record, it's a lot about making the sounds that makes it kind of believable by moving around in the bed, mm-hmm, or like... You know, so I'm not much for... I've never made an audio where I tried to imitate the slapping sounds of skin against skin, but...
I don't know how people do it. I don't know if it's maybe, like, while they're jerking it, they're, like, making sure their arm hits their thigh or something. Yeah,
something like that.
Or if you're, like, clapping. Trying to... Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. or if it's, like, even, like, I guess maybe the lube sound of when you're like jerking off, like stressing, like, or oh, you're so wet. And then you start hearing that sound. Like, it's like, oh fuck. Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I didn't know, but I am now. Kind of thing.
I mean, that for me, when, in solo, masturbation audios, hearing you fucking yourself. Whew.
A lot of guys I know are like, yeah, I can, like, you can moan anytime, like, you can fake that really easily, but hearing how wet you are, like, that's gold.
I mean, for I do like the wet sounds, but when people have a dildo, and I would assume this is mostly the ones that are kind of like, I don't know why I know this, but the Johnny Vickskin thing, like, where it has like balls or whatever, and you can hear that slapping against whatever it's hitting, like that. That coupled with the sounds, that's the best.
I only have one dildo that has like half balls, and I really only use it because it's really easy to grab onto to fuck myself with.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to. I've not done a ramble fap or anything like, or any kind of fapping on.
Better get on that.
This account, as Elusive Oral, definitely.
I'm requesting it.
I'd like you to put in a formal request on GWA. Maybe I'll answer it.
I'll send one in PMs and I'll make it super formal.
Slither into my PMs, please.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so this one is probably the weirdest question I have, but I also find it really funny, and I think it was Beth Cadena who suggested it. But if I said that a member of your family was secretly kinky, which family member would you suspect?
Like what family are we talking about? Like my brother and my parents?
Or more extended, like.
I've got like this one crazy fucking cousin who's like a super like Facebook anarchist, and he's an artist and he's got tons of tattoos. Like, I'm pretty sure he's probably into some fucked up shit. But God, it's such a weird.
No,
so, okay, so cringy story time. I've heard my parents have sex like a bunch growing up. And it is no mystery to me of why I'm loud during sex, because I know my mother is. So I don't like.
Your mom's into kinky sex. Confirmed.
I don't know. Confirmed. But I definitely know where I got it from. Like, shit. So I don't really. I try not to think about it like at all. Like, and I also have like this weird suspicion, like, that I think like my. From just, like, comments that I've, like, heard growing up, that, like, I'm pretty sure, like, maybe my dad and my brother are well endowed. And that's, like, I'm trying not to throw up as I'm saying this stuff, but I'm trying to provide an answer to this question. But it's just, like, it's, like, things like that are in my head. And, but it's.
I'm so proud of myself for asking it, because it. Your discomfort is very.
I'm like very trying funny. Not to get too erect right now from how uncomfortable I am.
Well, I mean, you've survived the podcast, you know, so I don't really have more to go on with right now.
That's what we're gonna end on.
Yeah, I think so.
What? What?
I mean, maybe I need to make a smoother exit, like, for future
audios. Where's my
audios,
aftercare? But, what is this?
Where's your aftercare?
No, I'm fine. I'm not a bitch.
No, shut up. We're finding you some aftercare.
Shut up. I'm going to take care of you. God damn it.
All right. Fuck, marry, kill. Three people from GWA. That's what you get to end with.
No, that's worse. I'm not answering that question.
Fine. Whatever. Be like that. We're so done.
We're done with this shit.
We're done. Thank you for being my first guest.
It was absolutely my pleasure, sir.
I hope so, because it was actually pretty hilarious, even though you have terrible puns, and they hurt me deeply, physically and mentally.
Did a few. We mostly had them before.
And you could have probably done it way worse, and I could probably have been taken off to Azkaban now or something, like, for crimes against whatever magical crap. Alright, so thank you guys for listening. This is Online with Ursa with Caliber, and we'll be back some other day for more random crap.
Bye. Bye-bye.